Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
We have all the details on the backstage altercation between Sammy Guevara and Andrade, the fallout from it, the locker room reaction to it, and what happened when Dynamite went off the air. For Thursday, October the 6th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
My bro, Sammy Guevara, of course, doing a tremendous job as champion, but tonight he's got his work cut out for him against Andrade El Idolo.
Simpler times when that was a wrestling match, as opposed to what happened yesterday behind the scenes at AEW Dynamite. So how did all of this start? So it was an interview with Mass Lucha this past weekend, where Andrade claimed that Sammy Guevara had got upset about being punched too hard by Andrade during a match. Andrade sort of scoffs at this and says that they sorted it and said that, you know what, if I hit you hard, you hit me hard. That's how it works. Sammy Guevara was upset with these comments. He made vague tweets towards Andrade about being a jobber, saying that he's ungrateful, saying he couldn't get over in wrestling twice and he should go back to WWE if he's not happy in AEW. Some very choice words by Sammy Guevara. Andrade responded to these tweets, saying that if there were any problems, he requested to say them to his face, and ending by saying, "I'll see you on Wednesday," hinting at maybe there'll be some kind of altercation at Dynamite. And that kind of happened. A fight, an altercation broke out between Sammy Guevara and Andrade last night on Dynamite. Fightful Select go into detail on this, saying that sources familiar with the situation claim that at Dynamite there was an altercation between Andrade and Sammy Guevara. The two had taken shots at each other in interviews, as you heard, and on social media throughout the week, and it came to a head at the Dynamite tapings. Now, those that Fightful spoke to say that there was a verbal altercation that became physical. Sammy Guevara apparently shoving Andrade, then Andrade throwing a punch. Though the order of operations and the specifics are certainly foggy, according to those who were there. Not sure if the punch actually connected. We're not told it was part of any grander work or planned wrestling storyline. This was a story that was actually broken by TMZ, as well as Fightful Select and Wrestling Observer. TMZ covering this says something. Andrade was reportedly sent home after this altercation, and Tony Khan announced on Twitter that the scheduled Mask versus Career match with Andrade and Preston Vance was now off. He put out a tweet saying Friday's bout with Preston Vance and Andrade is off. We will still celebrate the anniversary of Brody Lee's final match on Rampage, as 10 will get the shot that he missed out at All Out, a World Trios Championship match, Death Triangle versus Dark Order. So whilst we are no longer getting Andrade versus Preston Vance, we're getting the Dark Order competing for the Trios Championship. The second time in just a few weeks that the Trios Championship has been used to plug a gap or to make good in an awkward situation. Talk about the all-out press conference nonsense there. Sammy Guevara, however, whilst Andrade was sent over, competed in the main event as planned. He teamed with Chris Jericho to face Bryan Danielson and Daniel Garcia. Not only did Guevara pick up the three, but it seems like during the match, he continued to throw a little dig towards Andrade with a very deliberate Ric Flair-style strut outside the ring. Was this just a bit of character work, or was this just a dig towards Andrade? You can kind of paint the numbers there yourselves. Now, when Dynamite went off air, what happened? Well, Sammy Guevara and Ty Mello shared a kiss on the entrance ramp, the crowd booing them vociferously, and then those boos turned into very loud chants of Ídolo in support of Andrade El Ídolo. Tony Khan addressed the crowd and brought out Chris Jericho, who had some nice things to say about AEW to end the show, saying that AEW kept his love of pro wrestling strong, saying we've had ups, we've had downs, we've had everything in between. But the important thing is we do this for you and people watching at home. So some real praise from Chris Jericho to send people home happy after what was, at least behind the scenes, a very strange episode of AEW Dynamite. So how did we get this far? Well, Sammy Guevara has had previous situations like this. It was a few weeks back that we talked about similar words back and forth between Sammy Guevara and Eddie Kingston. Now, this time it was over Eddie Kingston's claims that Sammy Guevara was taking liberties in promos, talking about him being out of shape and overweight, which was something that was a bit of a no-go for Eddie Kingston without consulting him. And it led to a backstage altercation, with Sammy Guevara and Eddie Kingston getting verbal, nearly somewhat physical, and it resulted in a suspension for Eddie Kingston. Sammy Guevara continued on. Andrade has been hinting for a while that he's unhappy about being part of AEW. That is a bit of a theme that has come through for a while. Tweets and interviews have hinted that he's not happy with a number of things, including missing out on Forbidden Door, general lack of screen time on AEW Dynamite, and almost that feeling of being forgotten. The word that he used in this interview with Mass Lucha this past weekend was he feels stagnant in AEW. The altercation between he and Sammy Guevara seemed to begin with this interview with Mass Lucha. Not so much the stagnant comment, but then comments about how Sammy Guevara had quote-unquote cried about how hard Andrade hit. Now, all of this just comes a month removed from AEW All Out and a heated backstage altercation between CM Punk, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, and others. And this saw multiple suspensions handed out, and it may even be the final time that we see CM Punk in AEW altogether. In the wake of that, Chris Jericho, Jon Moxley, and Bryan Danielson brought the locker room together to create some cohesion, telling talent not to air their dirty laundry in public. And this brings us back to where we are today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So what was the locker room reaction to everything that took place behind the scenes on Dynamite last night? Well, multiple sources have shed some light on this. Steve Mulhausen says there are those in the back who are upset that Sammy Guevara wasn't sent home as well by Tony Khan. It was just Andrade that was sent home for the altercation. Sammy Guevara not only not sent home, but also main evented and picked up the win. And this has clearly upset some people behind the scenes, according to Steve Muehlhausen. Fightful Select say they spoke with several staff and talent about the situation, and they claimed they hadn't heard of it being fabricated or worked, which is commonly a question that is asked during some of these altercations that we hear about. When you get into mentioning that wrestling isn't real, it defeats the purpose of whatever storyline you could be trying to work, said one veteran who Fightful asked about the tweets and the comments. They went on to say, they were talking about hitting each other hard and complaining. So if it's a work, it's a bad one. I'm sure they'll eventually have a match, though, just because people are talking. Another top talent in AEW was frustrated by the way that things played out, regardless if it was a work or a shoot, because they felt that it painted a poor picture of AEW's locker room. We have heard that the locker room has been much more cohesive since All Out. And this led to an AEW original saying the Andrade-Sammy situation was disrespectful to the work that Jericho, Danielson and Moxley had put into that talent meeting and had put into bringing the locker room together in recent weeks. One of the points hammered home has been to keep dirty laundry private in that regard. And this is anything but doing that. Now, of course, there were a couple of others that Fightful heard from that were pretty confident in not being worried about it at all. Steadfast, say Fightful, in the if it doesn't involve me, I'm not going to pay attention to it camp. And also pointing to the more cohesive locker room as of late, saying that despite the fact that this is one of a litany of incidents lately, in general, the locker room has been calmer. One asks the question how the locker room was before. Worth thinking about, isn't it? We'll have more details on this throughout the day, no doubt. Sammy Guevara and Andrade will have more. They'll have more on this, no doubt. There will be a press release, a press statement from AEW still to come, and we will keep you updated on this throughout the day via cultaholic.com. In the meantime, Extreme Rules is this weekend. You can check out 9 pitches for Extreme Rules at youtube.com/cultaholic. It's myself, Jack the Jobber, and Andrew putting our heads together and coming up with some rather creative. One of them, at least, is very, very silly. You have been warned. Live reactions, predictions, and what happened at Extreme Rules all coming in the next few days at youtube.com/cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.